So nowadays, if a customer said that they wanted a website, they'd go and ask someone to get a domain and host. And then they'd say, "Oh, but do you need a better email system?" So then you would get a better email system. You'd get more bandwidth for your website. And then you'd think, "Oh, maybe I'll scrimp on that slightly, or now I've done it, it's too late, I'll get myself a blog. And I'll attach my blog to my website, but I don't know how to make a contact form. So I'll get someone to do that, or I'll get one that's an added thing that you add onto your website. And then maybe I'll get a Twitter account, but then obviously I need a Facebook. And then at that point, I think I'm sorted pretty much. As long as I've got my blog, I'll be fine. But oh, wait, I've got my smartphone, so I'll need to make sure I've got the right apps on there so that I can now do this stuff wherever I want. So for each thing, for Twitter, for Facebook, and then for your blog, you'll need different apps. And not just for text, you'll need different apps for the pictures. So that's six altogether new apps. And eventually it gets to the point where we can get a little bit lost. And I think the idea of technology and its uses, its values, its ability to speed things up has been great. The instant access to things, more so because of the smartphone, has just been wonderful. But coming back to the real world, coming back to a designer's point of view, when you design something, you design that one thing that you're being asked to do, and you do it to the best of your ability, but you do it using white space. You do something that's really creative and superb, but at the same time could be minimalistic, could be very simple. It needs to look so obviously simple and straightforward, but at the same time stand out that it just balances perfectly. So people think, yeah, this is really easy to use and it looks great. And a lot of these bits that people need from technology and from the online world have these elements. The main problem that I've got now is they're all great, but there's too many of them. Do we actually need that many different bits? Do we actually need the additional, oh, I need to do social media, I need this, I need that? Because once you get into it, you've got just to name TweetDeck or Hootsuite, you've got lots of different things. Friends feed, then there's Reddit, Digit, there's lots of different bits, and people are invited more and more to do more and more online things. And the real question is it good design in a way to have so many bits? Is there not a one-stop shop for all this? No, there isn't. But then, do you need all of that? I think people have been falling into the trap of, yeah, I need that. And if they're not falling into that trap, then they're clearly falling into the trap of, well, it would be nice to have a Twitter account because I can see the benefits of it. And I think marketing, people who do the real hardcore marketing are great people because there are benefits in everything. So you can sell anything. But the real question is it fit for purpose? Is it what we really want and need? And I've come across apps and utilities and tools that are great to use and wonderfully designed and really simple, but I've never come across something that offers me everything that's so simple and basic, but does those little extra things and makes you think, I only need to go to one place. My only home right now is my emails that have my calendars, my docs, and everything attached to it, and that's the closest I've come is to being able to tweet and everything from that one place. And I'd love to know if there's anything out there that makes life more simple, because from where I'm sat, it's much easier to talk to someone than actually be online, because there's so much that comes before actually talking to someone online. Technology actually makes things more complicated than what it needs to be. But at the same time, people keep saying, and I keep telling people, that certain elements of it are actually important. But which is it?